We should be finished with these people. Again, enough is enough, and we're beyond enough is enough. Christopher Bedford, Dobbs' victory is more complicated and more fragile than many realize. Not me, Christopher. I have been talking about this since Monday, that you're going to see the breakup of the union as a result of this. And you're going to see the breakup of the union. Why? To preserve some liberty or freedom? To bring about a common good? No. To enshrine into an unjust act, I can't call it a law because it's not just, into an unjust act, the right of certain individuals to murder their soon-to-be-born children, and the right of others, the quote right, close quote, of others to participate in the murder. We can teach our politicians to talk about life, death, and reality of abortion, and we can hold accountable those who refuse. Says Mr. Bedford, few parts of our country lie untouched. Dallas, Texas. Corpus Christi. Imagine that. Corpus Christi. The body of Christ in Latin. San Antonio. Named for Saint Anthony. Houston and Austin, Texas. Most people don't know this. Named for Saint Augustine. Austin, Augustine. Three formerly devout cities now declaring their dependence on the malarkey and slaughter of the innocents, and telling their state, telling their attorney general, telling the Supreme Court the Dobbs decision, and telling the good people of Texas, go to effing hell. The murder of the innocents, the slaughter of the innocents will continue apache in these cities that I just mentioned, and there's nothing you can do to stop us. You want to bet? You want to bet? You want to take you really want to take that to the wall? But wait, I'm not finished. Atlanta, Georgia, and its suburbs, Savannah, and Augusta, Georgia, Athens, Georgia, where the University of Georgia is, and Bulldog Kia, and Macon counties. Sorry, Athens and Macon counties. Not finished. Arlington, Virginia. Arlington, Virginia. Fairfax, Falls Church, Norfolk, Virginia, Loudoun County, Richmond and Portsmouth counties, Birmingham, Alabama, Jackson, Mississippi, Nashville, Tennessee, Columbus and Cleveland, Ohio, Indianapolis, Indiana, St. Louis, Missouri, Asheville and Durham County, North Carolina, Lawrence, Kansas, and Tampa, Florida. What do all these have in common? All these cities and counties are in red states, but represent just some of the dozens and dozens led by district attorneys who have declared that they will not be prosecuting abortion crimes, whether those crimes relate to individuals seeking abortions, providing abortions, or supporting abortions. Stop calling them abortions. Infanticide, feticide, the murder of children. In Wisconsin, the state's Democrat attorney general has sued to stop a pre-Roe versus Wade law declaring abortion illegal. The law had been put on ice after the 1973 ruling and was given new life with Roe's repeal. The Democrat governor of Wisconsin agreed with his attorney general, calling a special legislative session to repeal the law. This is evil. Ladies and gentlemen, now they have to act in the positive. Now they actually have to act to make law that says and declares that the slaughter of the innocents is a, quote, right, close quote. Wherever this is done, if you are a Christian man and woman, regardless of your denomination, but certainly if you're a Catholic, you must leave. You cannot be in league with these people. You cannot live under a law that is unjust and that you will have to stand to account for, ultimately, if you don't act. You can't say now that I didn't know. Oh, yeah, you're going to know. Because you know what? They're going to shout it from the freaking rooftops. The Democrat governor of Wisconsin agreed with his attorney general, calling a special legislative session to repeal the law, but was ignored by the legislature. In response, the governor promised clemency. He'll pardon all of those convicted of violating the state's abortion statute. Judges in Louisiana and Utah blocked the implementation of laws in both states had previously passed that were designed to restrict or ban baby killing as soon as Roe and Casey were finally reversed. Those laws, called trigger laws, are in place in 11 other states as well, including six where district attorneys have already vowed to disregard them. Now, wait a minute. I thought we had to protect and preserve and defend our democracy. Remember last Friday, the news, they were all in sync. And this is an assault on our democracy. 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 In short, the Dobbs decision has produced a disaster of jealous competitors for power, and not in the healthy way our framers imagine, in which each branch protects its own power and restrains the others, but in a seditionist way, where ideologically distinct localities simply ignore the will of the broader citizenry around them. Okay, well, I'm going to stop right here with Mr. Bedford, because I'm going to say, okay, fine, go ahead and do that. This is pretty much what we have been talking about for about 13 years here on this show. I bet many of you have been talking about it even longer than that. About localities, counties, cities telling their state and the federalities to go suck it. Go pound sand. Kind of like what the Conk Republic, Florida did back in the 1970s. You know that no one has attempted to tell the Conk Republic that the laws of the state of Florida and of the federal government that they declared independence from, to my knowledge, the Conk Republic still exists. You guys that live in Florida, did you know that? Did you know that basically inside, also in the state of Florida, why does everything keep happening in Florida? Florida, Florida, Florida. Well, it's the flower of our Lord. It was named Florida on Feast of Corpus Christi. Did you know that the Seminole Indians, that the Seminole Nation basically is its own state inside, it's its own republic? Did you know that? Did you know right here in Louisiana, Maggie O'Connell knows this, you drive through what's called the Coushatta Nation, you are actually in a foreign country. They have their own coins, they have their own money, they have their own casino, hell, they have their own golf course, I played at it. They have their own police force. Do you know that the federales and the local cops won't go into Coushatta to investigate crimes? Same deal with the Seminoles. The Florida Department of FDLE doesn't go into the Seminole Nation to investigate crimes unless they're invited in to help. This situation repeats itself in Christie Nome, South Dakota, with the Lakota Sioux. The Lakota Sioux have their own police force. Matter of fact, you know that television series Longmire that we love so much around here, and the books written by Craig Allen Johnson, Walt Longmire. And this is in the books, and it's also in the TV show. And they call it The Rez. The Rez. Well, on the Rez, Walt Longmire, who is the sheriff of a made-up county, Asaroka County, Walt can't be called in onto the Rez to investigate murders and other crimes. Now, he can be called in to assist or to brainstorm and help, but he doesn't have any authority there. This is what the pro-aborts are doing. They're basically making little abortion reservations in all the blue states and in blue cities inside of red states, meaning we have to live around these people. Our taxes will go to fund the slaughter, the injustice, and the act of pure murderous violence is now occurring in contravention with our law. They're voting themselves off the island. I say we let them do it. While at the same time calling upon God for their conversion to the faith, for an end to this violence, for an end to their sin. But while they are committing it, we wash our hands of them. Why are good men and women of goodwill allowing this to happen? You know what I find just the most, what's the words here? The most intriguing thing post-Dobbs is the thing that didn't happen pre-Dobbs. Many of us have been saying, and this is in the Substack that I wrote today. It's on my website, or it will be, at mikechurch.com. But you can find it at thekingdude.substack.com. You should subscribe while you're there if you don't already. Had we been thinking clearly about this since 1973, most of this never would have happened. And since 1973, we've been told, well, this court has spoken, it's the law of the land. And then they made it even worse in 1993 with Casey. Well, the court has spoken again, it's the law of the land. But it couldn't have been the law of the land. It was unjust. An unjust act can't be a law. St. Thomas Aquinas. By the way, there was a movement in these United States in the late 50s all the way through the early 1970s and was headed up primarily by one gentleman, and that was Martin Luther King Jr. And Dr. King, remember when he was thrown into the jail in Birmingham and he wrote a letter from the Birmingham jail? What's in the letter? It's Dr. King quoting St. Thomas Aquinas and saying that the laws against his race were unjust and he didn't have to obey them.